Rescue workers in southeastern Iran say there is little hope of finding any more survivors from last Friday's earthquake. More than 25,000 bodies have been pulled from the rubble in the city of Bam and surrounding villages. Iranian officials say it may be weeks before the final death toll is known. Relief workers from more than 24 countries are at the scene of the quake, which left at least 100,000 people homeless. Rana Sadani is an information officer and field assessment coordinator in Bam for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. How do you help 100,000 people who are suddenly made homeless?
It's a very big and difficult task. The National Society of Iran is distributing for those homeless family tents, plastic sheets, food, blankets, kitchen set, the kerosene heater. But because the needs are enormous, we need more help. That's why the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society has launched an appeal for $12.5 million to bring assistance to the Iran Red Crescent Society, who are operating over the clock to help those people.
Other than shelter, what are the greatest needs at this point?
Other than shelter and basic assistance, such as food and water, the great need is to provide those people with healthcare. That's why the International Federation and with the three National Societies of Red Cross, Norwegian Red Cross, Finnish Red Cross, and German Red Cross are deploying a field hospital, which is now arriving in the airport of Bam. And it can provide assistance to 250,000 people over 4 months, which means several hundred a day.
You have a great threat of disease at this point?
No, we don't have any fears regarding the disease outbreak yet, because fortunately, it is so cold, very cold here in Bam. Some days the degrees drop below zero. The people, the survivors, are not drinking from the regular water. They are drinking bottled water. This reduces the possibility of a disease outbreak, though it is a possibility.
With plane loads of emergency aid coming in from all around the world, how difficult is it to coordinate this operation?
Yes, it's very difficult to coordinate this operation. And the Iranian Red Crescent Society has a mandate to do so based on the Iranian law. They are doing a great job, but, you know, with dozens of people coming to help, sometimes it's a little bit difficult task.
Are there items that you still need that donating countries have not provided?
Well, we still need lots of items. We received also a huge amount of donation, but because the needs here in the field are big, we need more donations, especially family tents and blankets and plastic sheets and kitchen sets and kerosene heaters. You know, the basic assistance.
What about the recovery part of the operation? Do you have all the equipment that you need to deal with that?
Now the search and rescue is over after 4 or 5 days from the earthquake, and the second phase, which is the medium phase, has begun.
Rana Sadani is an information officer and field assessment coordinator in Bam for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies.